Mr. Kaplis, do you have the numbers with you, the costs on all those things?
Mr. Chairman, good afternoon. Ed Kaplis, Montana Department of Revenue. I have kind of some rough numbers on the cost of having a ceiling up to $4 million, $6 million, $8 million, and then the original $10
million. Thank you. So I guess we need Jerome, then you're...
Mr. Chairman?
Yes. He's with you. Okay, so I was thinking we needed Jarrett back. He went to find the budget. Do we need the budget office also? Okay, so... Okay, we can have a... We could do... Do we need to take roll? Okay, she's visually taking roll. We are waiting for the Office of Budget and Policy Program or whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay. I guess we can we'll open the hearing on or the free conference committee on Senate Bill 96, and we're Mr. Coles went to see what the actual there's some different numbers we were looking at to look at. I have met with the speaker this morning, and I've met with just recently met with both appropriations chairs and finance and claims, so we really don't have a hard number that we think we can fill in. So is there any discussion someone would like to have without the numbers? Or and we do have one amendment we can put on, but it needs to have the number in it, or Megan would for the appropriator. We could move it to put it on and then put the number in as after it's moved. So the discussion from the committee.
Mr. Chairman, I know this is awkward for everybody not to have the final numbers to be considered here, but I think you're right, and I know that in getting these numbers back from the Governor's Budget Office and the Department of Revenue on the cost of what threshold the key in this case we have the costs of the exemption levels are in this bill now of 100,000 exemption or a quarter of a million, but we're still waiting for numbers to what level of threshold at 6 and 8 million threshold of personal property tax overall at the 1.5% level. We don't have those numbers yet to finalize this committee report. And so I know that in our discussions we've got two moving balls in here. One is the level of exemption for outright exemption on the lower end, and the other one is the amount that would apply.
Senator Thomas, Mr. Kaplis appears to have that. He just said he did. Does everybody have the number that it costs as we go from the exemption from 20 to 100K?
No.
I gave that to you. I'm sure you have it.
Got it. Can he present those, Mr. Chairman?
Do you want to present? Do you have copies of those, Mr. Kaplis? So that I mean, that would be very helpful. I guess you just drove in.
This is the $50,000 number here. It's a little hard to read. But this is
$100,000. Oh, I see.
Oh, okay.
I think it's a little over $5 million. Oh. This one. If you look at this, I think this was the...
It doesn't fall.
3-2. Unfortunately, that's all I have.
Then...
So, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Ed Kaplis, Montana Department of Revenue, that's C-A-P-L-I-S. What I handed out to you shows the total impact of what the loss is to local governments and the state general fund if we take the ceiling for which the 1.5% tax rate applies for. So working from right to left, you would see if you rose the ceiling up to 4 million, 1.5 at the first 4 million, 1.5 for the first 6 million, so forth and so on, you would see what the incremental cost to raising the ceiling is for the 1.5%.
Question, Mr. Senator Thomas?
Question, Mr. Chambliss. So on the table, you've got an annual cost just in using the first one, $4,900,000 for the $10 million level.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Thomas, that's correct.
And that would be in every year, every anticipated year would be that number.
The bottom number is because of the not lien to, or the timing of when we people pay their property taxes. There's kind of a half-year effect that we have to pay for. That's the bottom number. So if you're looking at the total cost for a biennium, mm-hmm. you would add the upper and lower line.
At that level?
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay, because the fiscal year starting, et cetera. Okay, right. Gotcha. Okay, so you're totaling those out, depending on what level you wanted, to say it's $6 million, you'd have a $4.9 price tag if you had that in there.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Thomas, that is correct.
Another question, Mr. Chairman? So then, on the table, on the business equipment analysis, at those levels in here, in this table, I suspect that there's a little bit of overlap in them.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Thomas, you are correct. We weren't able to tease that all out.
Those are two different questions in your models. But it's not 100% overlap. I mean, because you've got the 1.5%, and you're in on this table. If you exempted 100,000 in this table, the 100,000 is taxed at 1.5%, or the 80,000 up from 20 to 80.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Thomas, that is correct. What you would find is the impacts that we have on the other sheet, talking about the threat or the exemptions.
Yeah.
Let me take that back. The impacts that you're seeing on this sheet would be a little overstated because we'd be kind of double counting the loss and taxable value due to the exemption.
You know, if that was adjusted.
Right.
Okay.
So, Mr. Kaplis, do you have this one that you sent? I mean, I don't know that every member has. I mean, we need to get a copy for everyone of that so they kind of know where we're at.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Tutvet, I'm sure my staff is listening, and hopefully they'll rushing over here giving us copies of the...
We can run a copy, too, yes.
Well, yeah, we can run that.
Okay, I want to make sure we're... Does anybody have a clean copy? Is yours clean? Mine's written all over.
One too.
This one's pretty clean.
Okay.
Well, that's got all those numbers on it. Not clean enough. I guess you could cover that up. Thanks, Jared. Okay.
Okay. So, I mean, and we just need
Jared.
Ms. Representative McCafferty, you need one? And
I do, please.
And then we basically need two, I believe. Three. Representative Lavin.
Three or four or five. Yeah. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, just a question for Senator Thomas. Just so I'm clear, Mr. Kaplis has sat down, but as I understand what he was saying then, that this little chart up here includes a $250,000 exemption. As it is in Senate
Mr. Chandler, Representative Bennett, this represents current law without your 472 exemption.
At all.
Yeah, this plain sheet just deals with if we increased the level at which the 1.5% applied.
That's where above it, so I don't see why it affects it.
Well, so they're different questions.
Right.
And these are this question one and this is question two. They have different results. What we really need, Mr. Chairman, can I ask Mr. Chaplis another question?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Thomas.
I thought about this earlier today, but I didn't ask. We really need to know what's the overlap in between these? I know you can't come up with that off your head. I'm not asking you now. I'm asking you now is, can we get that data?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Thomas, we can get that. Once you set a firm number on both,
target,
it will take a few hours for us to run them in tandem.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, okay. Thank you. And there won't be any delay in getting the numbers once you get them?
No.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Chairman, I talked with Mr. Standard earlier today, and he needs to get these numbers, and he needs to do some guaranteed tax base work with them prior to our finalization as well. And so there's a little bit more to do once we get the data.
So for Senator Thomas and Ms. Moore, then do you need, if we give you, which numbers do you need to fill in that, how hard a number do you need? Or will then Mr. Kaplis get that number to you so we, so on the appropriator?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I need numbers. If you're going to change the threshold from 250,000, I need that number. And if you're going to do any changing with the 1.5%, what income level or what business equipment tax level that applies to, those are the numbers that I believe Mr. Kaplis needs in order to come up with the numbers to go into a coordination instruction with House Bill 2 that would appropriate the proper amount of money for the backfill.
So you don't need any of the fiscal numbers or these numbers. You just need the raw number, that big number. We can give that, yes. That's just the policy. Mr. Standard, would you please come?
Mr. Chairman, Jim Standard with the Legislative Fiscal Division. What we need is the reimbursements to school districts so we can adjust House Bill 2 in Section E for that change. And then we also, that will have an effect on base aid, in other words, the guaranteed tax base. And we've got a model to figure out what that impact is going to be. And we need it, and it's going to, like Mr. Kaplis said, it's going to take a couple hours to run that after we get the data.
Okay, Mr. Standard, then when are they finishing E, or when's the date that we need that by then?
Mr. Chairman, House Bill 2 in Section E is gone. Or at least it's not going to be considered by the legislature. But you can change the numbers in Section E through this bill, and that's what Megan's amendment does.
Okay, and so you just would know the exact number, so there is no basic. Okay, thank you. You want to pass? If we're not going to do those till we have that absolute number, then we would do that at that time? Ms. Moore?
Mr. Chairman, yes. This amendment I have right now just has blanks in it for the numbers, but it might help the committee understand what is happening.
Okay. Well, then please pass it out.
And, Mr. Chairman, when you have those numbers, what we'll do is if we have them in advance, we can draft it up in the amendment, or we can just verbally insert them into the blanks.
Thank you. I believe Mr. Villa is coming up just shortly, too, because as there are, I guess, three moving parts, there's the House and the Senate and the governor's office, and we need to get a bill here, a number in here that we can agree to that the governor will sign. That's got to be our goal, because we have no time for an amendatory veto. So this needs to be right, and I don't know what we got. Anything more we need to do?
Mr. Chairman, I think that at this point that we should get these final numbers. We really appreciate the department working so hard to get them. I know we're a little bit different, a little more numbers to get now, but I think we should get those and today and then have a committee tomorrow as soon as we can that makes sense, that we can have those numbers and further consider what we're doing.
I believe there's a meeting between people at a higher pay grade than us tonight that will come up with the numbers we need to fill in here and how many dollars we have, and then we will get to make that policy decision along with the committee that meets next, the 282 committee. I believe those are the two big tax bills that are left, so we can do that.
Okay.
Is there any comment from the committee? And then do we know when is the Senate coming in?
Today,
3:30, but tomorrow. So, because I would think we want to meet ahead of that session.
Yes.
So we'd want to meet ahead of that, and I don't know when the House, do you know when the House is coming in?
I'd assume 8, but I don't know.
Well, that'd be a little hard to be before that.
Yeah, it would be no value.
Yeah.
Late morning, probably, because we got to get these numbers. We don't know if we'll get them today. You know.
So
we really need these numbers today by any chance. Mr. Chaplis, not two.
I would suspect we'll meet at 1 o'clock normal time.
Okay. Well, so then if we had a tentative announcement of 11.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Can we get? Do you know if we can get this room tomorrow at 11?
Okay.
So we'll do that, and if we can't, And then we'll probably, the committee after this will probably meet at 11:30, Mr. Chairman, if you're okay.
If we might need, we may want to do an hour for each.
Okay, so 11 and, so 10 and 11?
Probably 10 and 11.
Okay. So then that would be Chairman of 282, that's probably your plan?
Yeah, 10 and 11.
10 and 11?
Tentatively, 10.
Unless one of us, unless one house is in or the other one?
Yeah.
10 on this one, Mr. Chairman.
You want to be ahead of the, you want to be first. What? This one needs to be first.
Okay.
Doesn't it? Because it's the bigger spender.
Yeah.
So 10 o'clock on this one, 11 o'clock on 96 at 10 o'clock, and we'll come back at 11 o'clock on 282.
Hopefully same place, time.
Yeah.
Or same
so
place.
We want this room.
That'd be nice. It's where taxes are done. It's where tax cuts are made.
Okay. Thank you for all coming. We're going to work on, we're going to have those numbers. If you want copies of, you can see how their spenders are. We can get what each increment costs and what it does, which I'm sure we can find copies. Thank you.